I wonder if you've heard of the writer named Matthew Fox. Matthew Fox was a Roman Catholic priest until he was kicked out for having heretical views. Fox wrote a book called One River, Many Wells. He said of world religions that each religion is a deep well that can take us down to that one river, that one essence of who we are. So it's one river, many wells. Fox has what he calls a deep ecumenism, a relationship of love and care for all the various paths down to the river. He's explored many wells, journeyed in them, learned from them, and he cherishes them. He warns, though, of a particular type of spiritual seeker, someone who explores this well and that well and that well and never gets very deep. Today, I'm going to describe for you five elevator pitches for liberal religions. That's five different pathways to whatever it is we're trying to get at. And my hope is that these are not five shallow wells that Fox warns us of, but rather five interwoven elevator shafts that take us to the very core of our being. So let's picture you meeting someone in an elevator. Maybe you haven't shared an elevator with someone since before the pandemic. It might have been a while, but it could happen. So imagine that first post-pandemic shared elevator ride. And your soul aches for human connection, and you long to share with your elevator companion what it was that got you through this pandemic. Where do you begin? And your elevator companion, you can picture them as someone it feels safe to talk to, but they've got a look in their eye that says they've had a rough couple of years. They've just come from their apartment where they've been crammed into their coffee-stained couch, doom scrolling the internet, feeling lost about the state of the world, living a life of quiet desperation. You want to share with this person the good news of liberal religion. They deserve to know a better way. You might start with what I call the change pitch. Acknowledge their hurt and how much the world needs to change. You gently look this person in the eye. Let's call this person Matthew in honor of Matthew Fox. So you look Matthew gently in the eye and you say, "A whole lot needs changing in this world. Am I right? The pandemic killed so many and caused so many other problems. The lies and the obstruction made it far worse than it needed to be. The war in the Ukraine, the energy crisis in Europe, polarization, lawlessness, massive power inequalities, and unaccountable behaviors. And we're in a country that is struggling to catch up with its history and right wrongs in our home on native land. So we need a world that has room for everybody." And this fellow in the elevator, Matthew, he says, And you say, "Audre Lorde says that society can crush us into particular ways of being, and we need to fight back to live according to who we are. We need to fight for our humanity. We need to change the world before it changes us." And change doesn't just need to happen out there. I've made mistakes in my own life that I need to learn from and make amends for to start fresh. I need to practice being the change I want to see in the world. And I need a community to help me to do all that. So that's the first pitch, the change pitch. Join us to create change. Then there's the athletic pitch. Some days I am raring to go. I just need a spiritual dojo, a place to do spiritual calisthenics. This community is my spiritual tiger balm, and then I get back to fully living. There's also the empty pitch. Some days it all feels too much. I'm empty. My elevator is losing its tether. The sword of Damocles is hanging over my head. Some days I need to lighten my load. I need to tap into something more. Some days I just need a spiritual oasis. Let's bring our minds into it now with the intellectual pitch. Humans are complicated beings in a complicated world. To give ourselves a shot at understanding what we can, we need to honor our cognitive skills within, we need to hone our cognitive skills within a disciplined intellectual community. So Unitarians know how to put together a reasoned argument. We were at the heart of some of the very first same-sex marriage court cases. Not only did we believe that we were right, we were willing to make the case that we were right. We spoke our minds in a way that persuaded other people to support us. Then there's the psychological pitch. So it's September and the sun is starting to get lower in the sky. So you could ask, have you seen your shadow lately? And I'm talking about your psychological shadow. Liberal religion is about saying yes to life, even in the face of the human condition with all of its psychological challenges. It is not a coincidence that here in Ontario, the first mental facility was run by a Unitarian. There's also the Indigenous pitch. Have you ever noticed how the elevator doors close, and when they open, you're in a completely new place? As a religious liberal, I love having the freedom to change my context, to boldly go where perhaps no one has gone before. But freedom is not enough. Wings are not enough. We also need roots. We need connection to place that can't disappear at the touch of an elevator button. I love being part of a community that finds meaning both in transcending our context and inhabiting our context, both roots and wings. And I believe that some of us, including myself, have some untended wounds related to having disconnected from our roots. We've uprooted and we're learning to put down roots. So that's the Indigenous pitch. Now, liberal religion is a gift that keeps on giving, so I'm already over the five elevator pitches that I announced. And let's shake things up with what I call the pizza pitch. Pizza is normal now, but 100 years ago, during the Protestant-Catholic culture wars, it would have taken courage for a Protestant to eat something as Catholic as pizza. To eat a piece of pizza would have broadcast your belief that Catholics belong here. So we are a people who eat the pizza. And if you don't like pizza, that is okay. We are often on the leading edge of welcoming new ways of being from the margins. And sometimes we are the new ways of being on the margins. It can be uncomfortable to be one of the few people eating the pizza, but we are committed to being uncomfortable if it means we can get ahead of the curve of social acceptance. Okay, now for the Valentine's pitch, which you can use near Valentine's Day. You can say to the person, hello, I love you. No, not like that. I love you with a universal love that I have for everything that exists. I love you with a relational love that I have for everyone in this vast interdependent web of life. And yes, that is a lot of love. No, it's not easy. It's a lot of hard work. And that's why I do it in community. Doing the work of love is sustainable by this community, the circle of care, the spirited singing, the challenging insights, the generous role models. It fills me with so much love. And I love you. Do you believe in love? I once asked that question in an elevator. It was at the UU General Assembly 4 years ago. We were bantering in an elevator, and I asked a stranger, do you believe in love? And he looked at me and he said, it's the most powerful force in the universe. Now, he was dressed in business attire, which often means you keep your feelings to yourself, but he opened right up. And I think it was because love is the most powerful force in the universe. If you prefer fewer words, you could do a meditation pitch. perhaps like this. I invite you to feel your feet on the elevator floor. Take this piece of chocolate, which you can gently inhale. And if you'd like to stay in the elevator, there will be a circle dance on the way back down. Speaking of group activities, there's the team pitch, the group effort. So let's all go around in a circle and each of us will answer the question, what does liberal religion mean to me? And this might take a while, so I'll push some extra elevator buttons, and I brought coffee if you'd like some. There's the many sources pitch. Oh, this book I'm reading, it's the Bhagavad Gita. No, I'm not Hindu. I believe in finding truth wherever it can be found. So always have a book with you on an elevator. There's the big questions pitch. We don't agree on answers to the big questions, and we don't even agree on what the big questions are. But we do know that Netflix doesn't always satisfy our deep need to live with the big questions. There's the graphic design pitch. I wonder if you've seen our religion has a logo with two overlapping circles. Circles have much in common, but they're not totally overlapping because we honor their differences. The differences enrich us. And there's a flaming chalice off center to show that new life can come from anywhere. Wisdom can come from anywhere. And there's the generosity pitch. This is a place where I can give my love and contribute to something larger than myself. So those are a few pitches for Unitarian Universalism. And I wonder, what is your pitch? What elevator speech opens your heart, stirs your mind, expands your soul when you consider what this community is and what it could be? How is this community here for you, unlike any other? When you do your elevator pitch, speak from the heart. Don't speak to persuade. What does this community mean to you? Maybe you imagine not a speech, but a dialogue. The sneakiest pitch of them all is to just say hello, how are you? When I was about 4 years old, my parents went church shopping. They chose the congregation where people were friendly and wanted to know them. It just happened to be a Unitarian congregation. I don't actually believe in giving an elevator pitch out of nowhere. So connect with the people as they are. Describe what you love about your life if they ask. If you feel a sudden urge to start singing Comfort Me, please know that that is only sometimes appropriate. But maybe you do break out in song and Spirit of Life echoes up and down the elevator shaft, reverberating in the newly awakened soul of your fellow traveler. Maybe you picture not encountering someone on an elevator, but meeting someone while walking slowly on a path in the woods. Your eyes meet and you just start talking. You don't even mention the congregation or Unitarianism, because the conversation is deeper and broader than our UU peculiarities. Back in the elevator, if you only had one floor, what would you say? Maybe this community was there for me when I needed it. Or this community is worthy of my best self. What if you've never articulated your reason for coming? What if you come because of some combination of intuition, instinct, and habit? What does it say about the human condition and the pathways of liberal religion, if that's true? For thousands of years, humans have been making their way down many wells, seeking the river below. What is your well? What is our well? What is getting us through these times? It's a new day today, and I want to know, what is your pitch?